Good morning, this Wednesday, the 17th of April. I'm Grady Wolf, market analyst with Bell Direct. Wall Street closed mixed on Tuesday after Fed Chair Jerome Powell said interest rates may need to stay higher for longer if inflation drivers and prices remain sticky. The Dow Jones rose 0.17%, boosted by United Health shares on the back of better than expected first quarter revenue. The S&P 500 fell 0.21% on Tuesday and the tech-heavy NASDAQ ended the day down 0.12%. Powell remarked that recent data shows solid economic growth and continued strength in the labour market, but lack of further progress so far this year on returning to the Fed's target 2% inflation rate goal is holding back rate cut outlook. In Europe overnight, markets closed lower as investors assessed developments in the Middle East tensions. The Stoxx 600 fell 1.6%, weighed down by mining and banking stocks. Germany's DAX ended Tuesday's session down 1.44%. The French CAC lost 1.4%, and in the UK, the FTSE 100 declined 1.82%. Across Asia markets overnight, markets closed lower as investors assessed economic data and await Israel's response to Iran's attack over the weekend. South Korea's KOSPI index fell 2.28% on Tuesday. Japan's Nikkei lost 1.94%, and Hong Kong's Hang Seng lost 2.12%. Over in China, the CSI index fell 1.07% on Tuesday, following the release of key economic data released, painting a very mixed picture into the recovery progress for the world's second largest economy. GDP growth rate in China came in above expectations at 5.3% for Q1 on an annual basis, where economists were expecting a 5% rise, indicating economic growth is underway. Conversely, though, industrial production came in at a 4.5% rise for March on an annual basis, which is a decline from the 7% rise recorded in February and well below economists' expectations of 5.4% rise, indicating industrial output continues to struggle post-pandemic. Retail sales data also out in China yesterday came in at a rise of 3.1%, which is similar to industrial production in a way that it was a 2.4% decline from February and was well below economists' expectations, indicating Chinese retail consumption is sliding. This key data paints a very sluggish recovery picture out of the world's second largest economy. The local market had its worst trading session in over a year as the ASX closed Tuesday's session down 1.81%, tracking Wall Street's turbulence on Monday. And during the session, it was down as much as 2.15%, which is as low as March last year. And that's following the release on Wall Street on Monday. The turbulence was due to stronger than expected retail sales out in the US, which further dents hopes of rate cuts in the near term out of the world's largest economy. Escalating tensions in the Middle East also crippled investor sentiment toward riskier high-growth assets like tech and real estate stocks. However, all 11 sectors closed in the red on Tuesday. Supermarket giants came under pressure yesterday as the Senate hearing about supermarket pricing saw Woolworths CEO Brad Banducci threatened with a six-month prison sentence and a fine for contempt of court. Gold miners rallied yesterday as the price of the precious commodity climbed closer to the record set in recent weeks on rising geopolitical concerns, with Ramelius Resources adding 0.77%, while Explorer Spartan Resources jumped 8.7% after announcing a new high-grade discovery at the Pepper Prospect, just south of its Never Never gold deposit. On the commodities front this morning, oil has retreated to trade 0.16% lower at $85.26 a barrel. Coal is up 2.06% at $136.50 a ton. Gold is up 0.06% at $2,392 an ounce, and iron ore is flat at $106.05 a ton. One Aussie dollar is buying 64.15 US cents, 99.19 Japanese yen, 52.29 British pence, and one New Zealand dollar and 9 cents. Ahead of the midweek trading session here in Australia, the SPY futures are anticipating the ASX to open the day down 0.3% on the back of the global sea of red overnight. And now let's dive into some trading ideas for your consideration today. Bell Potter has downgraded the rating on Cooper Energy from a buy to a hold and have increased the 12-month price target on the gas exploration and development company following the release of the company's Q3 FY24 Q4 trading update, including quarterly gas production of 5.5 petajoules, sales of 5.6 petajoules, and revenue of $51.8 million, which were all in line with Bell Potter expectations. The downgrade to a hold of Cooper Energy follows recent share price appreciation and ahead of the company's expected achievement of free cash flow generation in FY25. And Trading Central has identified a bearish signal on Challenger following the formation of a pattern over a period of 46 days, which is roughly the same amount of time the share price may fall from the close of $6.50 to the range of $5.80 to $5.90, according to Standard Principles of Technical Analysis. And that's all we have time for this Wednesday. Have a wonderful day, and as always, happy investing.